Jamie Soward, how are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. It's been a tough couple of weeks off the field, but you know, we'd like to finish off the season strongly and get a couple of wins going into the off-season.
Any motivation to maybe deny the Cowboys a top four finish? Do you think about that as well?
No, not at all. I think it's an important week for our Close the Gap jersey, and obviously what comes with that, the responsibilities of that, and we just want to go out there and get three wins and finish the season on a high.
How's your back going?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I've seen me running around this morning. Obviously, still get a little bit stiff and sore, but I'm getting treatment all the time and looking after it when I get home, so it's good.
So is it like, you've still got until Monday to play, you've still got some more training sessions between now and then. Is there still the potential? Because last time I asked you about that, you're like, yeah, I'm 100% fine, and then you were scratching like 2 hours before kickoff. Is it still kind of like, you're walking on ice until you get to the ground and get the kit on?
No, I've been training pretty hard the last couple of weeks and looking after it. But I said last week in the interview, I had 3 needles in 2 weeks, so I really didn't say too much about it. But that's where I was at, and it was a back injury that when you hurt your back, anyone knows it's pretty sore. So I've been training good, been looking after myself, and played last week off the bench, and it's good to get back in the starting team this week.
Is it hard knowing that you've got that problem, but you can't really tell people what's going on because you don't want to give the game away to your opponents, because then all of a sudden you have a big target on your back, don't you?
Yeah, of course. And I understand that, and so does everyone else in the club. And that's why I was pretty disappointed when people were saying, is it really an injury or whatever, without asking the question and knowing the facts. So that was pretty disappointing. But like I said, your back. When it's sore, everyone knows you got a sore back. That's hard to fire.
All the bagging, all the crap, wore off a duck's back, or does it get to you? Does it get to you?
Well, it's obviously it was disappointing the way it went down the last couple of weeks, and it's frustrating because I answered the same questions for 2 months straight about Pricey and my future and stuff like that, and then kind of all came to a head last week. So people need to understand we're in a tough business, and we're riding the roller coaster every week of wins and losses and stuff like that. And, hopefully I gained a little bit of respect for coming out and speaking the truth and letting everyone know what I was feeling. So I just turn up and play footy, and hopefully that's out of the way now.
Well, looking forward to Monday night. Hopefully we get some punters turn out at Wednesday. Monday night footy for you. I mean, you guys have played a lot of Friday nights. Sunday afternoon's always a cracker. But how's Monday night sit with Jamie Soward?
Yeah, Monday, it's a long weekend. Definitely I try not to watch too much footy over the weekend. Try and stay away from it, so you're fresh for Monday. But look, hopefully we get a big crowd down here. And like I said, debuting the new jersey for the first time.
It looks wicked.
Yeah, it does. It looks good. I spoke to the lady that designed it, Jodie, and she's done a great job. So hopefully, look, we want to get 10 or 15,000 down here, and hopefully more, and finish off the season and send Dean Young out a winner.
Happy days, Jamie Soward. Good chatting.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.